This is Rich.
Hey, Rich, it's Sean with Local Splash.
Yo, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. I'm doing good. It's 8 a.m. here in Southern California. We still had that listing open for your area. I know you wanted to think it over last night when I spoke with you about it.
Yep, yep. I think I'm going to do it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm in the middle of a job right now.
Okay.
I mean, what do you need from me? How much information and stuff do you need?
Honestly, I would need like 2 to 3 minutes of your time just to kind of create the profile. It's pretty basic information. We have most of it already.
Okay.
And then I would have to schedule a client interview for like later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Let me get it going for you. So on the first page, you can only use one phone number for the customers to contact you. Do you want to use this line we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I'm assuming you want the LLC displayed in your business name, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is there any changes to your business street address?
Can I just get it Perkiomaville, PA, instead of the 900 Township Line Road?
Yeah, Road East, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't need to advertise the road I'm on, but, you know, just the town, that would be fine.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is, I mean, Google's going to send you this card in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And you'll get this, like, little shield and check mark that lets the customer know you've been verified. But I'll hide the street address. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on there, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then the PIN's going to be so vague, they won't actually be able to pull up to your house.
Yeah, it's too big a blob in the middle of everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, all right, let me update. All right. And then what was your last name?
Oshie, O-S-C-H-E.
Okay. And I'm assuming Rich, short for Richard.
Correct.
All right. And then business email, or I could send you the receipt and everything in writing?
Yep. Rich and Famous, handyman@gmail.com.
Okay. And your business name is intentionally Handy Men, not Handy Man, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't any kind of typo there. All right. But the email is handyman, M-A-N.
No, that's handyman also.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let me go and update. All right. And the hours of operation?
I mean, for, you know, receiving emails and everything, I mean, just still 8 to 5, I guess.
It's for customers to call you, actually. They're going to see a little icon. It'll say open and closed on your listing.
All right. We'll just do 8 to 4 for calls, then.
Okay. And you want to go Monday through Friday, or you want to work the weekends, too?
No, we'll go Monday through Friday, but I'll take emails. That can be opened up anytime, right?
Yeah, I can put, like, Monday through Friday and then, like, 24/7 emergency services available. So that way it looks like they could call you anytime, but they wouldn't expect you to work unless it's 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then if they call you after hours, then you could always, or if they want you to work like outside of those hours, you could charge them like a emergency services fee.
Right, right.
All right. So I'll go 8 to 4, sure. Monday through Friday, 24/7 emergency services available. That'll keep that green light on. All right. And then for this client interview, do you have time this afternoon to do it, or do you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
No, I could do probably somewhere around 5 o'clock, something like that.
I was just going to say that I have a 5 and 6 Eastern Standard available today.
Okay, let's do, how long is that going to be?
It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for the hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Yep, yep. Okay, yeah, let's do 5 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to schedule it between 5 and 6 here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. And then I'm also going to set up an automated text message 1 hour before just to double check and make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, let me know when that text come through, and then I could reschedule it. But I want to get it done as soon as possible so we can start making some money.
Yep.
Okay.
Do I call at 5 o'clock, or are you just calling me at 5?
No, we're going to call you. But I am going to send you my direct number and extension right now, so that way you have it if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way.
No problem.
All right, perfect. And then I quoted you yesterday $249. I gave you a discounted pricing structure. You remember that? Okay, so I'm going to honor that. It's still $249. How did you want to secure that first month's payment?
Just on a credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
You know, what am I going to put that under?
We do send you the receipt and everything, too, so you'll be able to write it off still, but I want to make sure it matches the billing information.
I don't even have it on me. Can I do that at 5 o'clock?
Well, we need to secure the listing in order to take it off the board. That way they're not calling out on it.
Hang on a minute. Let me go to my truck.
Okay.
Okay, there, John?
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a MasterCard.
All right. And the billing address is the same as the business street address we're sending your Google PIN?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
It'll be 5463.
5463.
2582.
2582.
2333.
2333.
6135.
6135. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0827.
08 of 27. And then there's the three-digit code on the back.
006.
006. Okay. I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. Try to get it signed off on before the client interview. Just basically at the bottom, there's a box to check to authorize that this was actually you and your payment method. And then you have to type your first and last name and hit submit. And then I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification right now, and then you'll be good to go, okay? So I'm trying to go as quickly as I can here. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Rich and Famous, Handyman LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Richard Oshie, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Rich, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you're already doing. You don't got to cancel anything. It's just saying we don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something you already have. So if you're not sure, just double check with me.
Okay.
All right. And it says you're paying.
When I signed up originally, when I went through LegalZoom, they were charging like $179 and a couple other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was monthly or and it was also through Google, and then it went to Wix.
Wix. Oh, that's for your website, right?
Yeah, through the website. Yeah, it wasn't for Google, but, you know, Wix, that's where I went.
Wix is a website company, and what they do is they build sites that are compatible for this type of service. We're a premier Google partner, so this is about the actual placement itself. The website, we're just hyperlinking to the Google Business Profile and then putting that Google Business Profile on the first page of the search results for the services you provide. So if people are just doing a general search for a service that you offer, you're showing up as a top option rather than with what they're doing. They have to actually type in your business or your website domain name in order to find you. Two different things.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right. And then also, like, you're going to have a separate profile on Google for Rich and Famous Handyman LLC, which is called your Google Business page. And that's what holds, like, all your reviews and the link to your site, and name, address, phone number, things like that. So.
Okay.
And we're building that for you, verifying it, hiding your address, and then doing the optimization so you're showing up in front of your customers is a totally different thing. But it's good that you have that. But it is. I do feel like it's a little expensive, though. If you're paying $170 something per month for your site.
Well, I don't know if it was one. I think it might have been 179 initial setup.
Okay.
Because I wasn't
cheaper,
thinking
right?
of a plan
like
where they were going to
month for hosting.
Yeah,
maybe,
they were
30. Yeah.
I didn't even know if I was actually going to be covered for them to manage a website or do anything.
Well, they're supposed to be hosting. So usually what happens when you get a website, you pay like one larger fee for the domain name, and then they do the graphic design for you, and then you're supposed to have a host. So there's like a hosting charge that you pay monthly. Some of them are as low as like $25, $30, and some of them are as high as like $50, $100.
Yeah, I didn't even use them to do the website. I did it myself, though.
Oh, Jesus. So what did you pay them, or you just didn't pay them at all?
Well, I think the initial fee I think we paid, I think it was either $149 or $179.
Okay,
and
that's probably just to get your domain and get some, they probably should have offered you at least like a year of hosting initially when you purchased your domain. Was this less than a year ago? Obviously, yeah,
oh,
right? Your company's only like a month old,
yeah. Yeah, it's a few weeks old,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you probably already have a year of hosting on your site and you own that domain. I think that's what you paid for. That sounds about right then. Because the numbers that you're giving me, it wouldn't align up for like a monthly charge on a website or anything. That wouldn't make sense.
Right. All right.
That's a little way too much. But the reason I'm actually engaging in that and curious about it is we do offer a My Site for you. Okay, so if they are charging you monthly $170-something for a website alone, you don't need that. You know, just let me know. We'll build you a custom website design. It'll look a lot nicer than the site that you have. I mean, if we have your permission, I could do that now. You know, you just got to give us access to the domain during the client interview or at some point here in the future, and then we could just go in there and remodel it for you.
You don't like the way it looks?
I know you did it yourself. I'm not trying to, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'll tell you this, it looks a lot better than some of the ones I've seen from guys that build themselves, that's for sure. But
I just started clicking on buttons. I'm like, oh, look at there.
Yeah, no, you didn't do bad. But we could definitely make it look a whole lot better. I mean, we have graphic designers in-house that have been doing it for years, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, when I get home, I got to look up and see if I could find out, you know, what bills were what. I had so many things going on at one time.
Well, just
time.
Know,
like
Rich, that I'm making that accessible to you. Obviously, we're doing, like, Facebook ads. We're doing Yelp, Yellow Pages. We're basically managing all your online profiles but your website because that was already pre-existing. But if you want us to change it, like I said, it's accessible to you, I won't charge you a penny more. You know, I want to make sure you look good when we have you up there.
You got it.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 12, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, you're on a platinum package bundle. I've included the optional website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says when your term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing so we can stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue the services, just as a courtesy. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. If this payment clears, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. You got to click on it, that link, and then at the bottom it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then you're basically good to go until our client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6 o'clock, okay?
You got me.
All right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I sent you my direct number, and there's also a 24/7 customer service available to you, Rich.
All right. I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great work day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, you're welcome. Bye.